are listening to Legacy Moments, where we have authentic conversations about life, business, and so much more. I am your host, Dr. Patrice Berry, and I am joined by my co-host and mom, Johnny Lloyd. Together, we combine my years of psychological training with her years of life and business experience to add value to your day. Today, we are going to be talking about junk in your trunk. So what's that baggage? What are those things that you're carrying? And how can we kind of unpack some of this so that you don't take old stuff into new situations? And I think a good place to start is, how do you know if you have junk in your trunk? And there's this heavy, weighed down feeling that you have, and it's not based on what is currently going on. It's often based in childhood, in the last relationship. It's based because sometimes we kind of gather things along the way. Within my research on forgiveness, we talked about vengefulness, and that some people, it's easy for them to, when something happens, they are upset about it for a period of time, but then it's difficult for them to move forward, and they focus on getting revenge, you know, wanting to get back at the other person. And you are right to have anger, to have upset feelings when you are harmed by another person. The one thing that can hold you back is if your healing is somehow tied up in something that they, so if they forgive, if they change, if they do this, then I'll be okay. That can really cause some problems.
Wow. And that's a lot, isn't it? You know, the one thing that I would like to add to that is forgiveness is not for the other person. Forgiveness is for you. And you say, what do you mean forgiveness is for me? Forgiveness is to let yourself out of that prison of that time in that moment so that you can move forward, so they're not holding the key to your happiness, to anything regarding that situation. That doesn't make the situation right. It doesn't make that everything is okay from it. You still may have to go through a healing process, but forgiveness is for you. It's like when a situation happens, you are almost like you're tied up in that moment. And if you hear the same song, if you hear the same situation, if somebody says the same word to you, you go back to that situation. That's how you know you got junk in your trunk.
I am listening to Oprah Winfrey and Dr. Bruce Perry's book, What Happened to You? And it has a lot of stories. And if people have been through a lot, some of the stories may be a little triggering. But what Dr. Perry talked about was that our brain does not tell time. That amygdala part, that survival part of our brain can't tell a year ago from today. So when something gets triggered, when we have that reaction, your brain will react as though it is presently happening, because it can't differentiate between, oh no, that was 5 years ago. That's not what's happening now. But I want you to talk more about the junk in the trunk.
Okay. So the question is, how do I know I have junk in the trunk? You know you have junk in the trunk when you said this to yourself. You said, I'll never let that happen to me again. Whatever the situation is, you said, I am going to protect myself from this. I won't get close to other people. That I'm going to protect my heart. I am not, when you start saying what you are not going to do, that's when you know you have some junk. Now, there's levels of junk. When you've been through a bad relationship, doesn't matter what kind of relationship. It could be an office relationship. It can be a romantic relationship. When you've been through something and it's caused you pain, then what can happen is that we file that situation and we literally package it up and we savor it in our head for a later date. And part of the savoring is not because we think it tastes good. is because our brain is protecting us and saying, well, this happened. It had a negative emotion attached to it. So because of that, I'm going to if this happens again, I'm gonna be able to go back here and get this information like Patrice just mentioned. But this is the situation when you have junk in your trunk, and all of us do. Can I just say that? Some people are carrying a whole entourage. You know, they have the trunk, the trailer, and the semi. And then other people have went through the process of clearing some things up in their life, and they just may have a couple pieces of baggage. Everybody has stuff. Nobody's clean. Honestly, nobody's clean. Nobody's clear. Nobody's perfect, because our life does not, it just doesn't fall out like that. She's happy. Y'all can see she has her hands together. That means she wants to talk.
I would like to add that sometimes what we're carrying is about ourselves. It's about things we're holding ourselves to. And I like how Brené Brown talks about the difference between guilt and shame. Mm-hmm. That guilt is feeling bad for what I did, and shame is feeling bad for who I am. And shame, because kids can show signs of shame early on. And so shame isn't this horrible thing that you should avoid at all costs. But I do think it does become problematic when we stay there, when we give other people the benefit of the doubt, but then we hold ourselves to this unrealistic standard that keeps ourselves like bottled down, where we don't have self-esteem, we don't have self-worth, we're just struggling in this dark space.
Right. And there's things that trigger us. And when I say, y'all know what triggering means. So something is not the same situation, but something similar, and it causes us to reflect back to something previous. Now, that could be back to a wonderful thought, or it could be back to a thought that caused us pain or agony or whatever. So it could be like that. So this is a thing I'll tell you. And when Patrice first started off, she talked about the fact that sometimes you don't know you have junk in the trunk until you get back into a situation. For an example, if you're not in a relationship, you think everything is fine. You think you're clear from all of that. And then you get in a relationship and this person presses this button, opens the trunk, tries to get, and they're not trying to get a package out, but something ejected from your trunk like a projectile, and you didn't know. But now you're back in a relationship and they pressed something and you went back to a previous situation. It wasn't about what happened that moment. It was actually going back. And Patrice is going to give you more information about that. But it actually went back to a previous situation. When that happens, because it will, when that happens, what needs to happen is I recommend you breathe for a moment. And you think, is this now? Or is this from something in the past? Because when we allow ourselves to cause people to be pay for things that happened in our past, but they didn't do it, that's causes some dynamics in relationships, that causes some dynamics in every area of your life, because you don't want to sabotage your future with what happened adversely to you in your past. You don't want to do that. And that's why we're even talking about this. This is very important. Everybody has to handle their own trunk, and they may need help, but everybody has to face what's in their trunk. And some of the things in our trunk, we may say, you know what? I'm going to keep that. It still serves me. And then other things we say, oh, wait, that doesn't serve me anymore. It's too heavy. And I'm going to give you an example. I came home from Mexico and my closet, we're not going to talk about it, but the upstairs closet, that tells you something right there.
Which one?
You know what? Okay. I'm not going to talk about it right now because I don't want her to cut. She's going to have to cut it out anyway. So this is the deal. Which one is a good question. But anyway, the main closet that I work out of, it was sagging. Now, I'd never noticed it was sagging before. The bottom shelf was sagging, and it was sagging quite a bit. And I said, oh my gosh, it's sagging. Well, I was too tired to deal with the first day. And I said, okay, well, you need to deal. You know what?
What happened?
So the second or third day I looked at it, I said, okay, I tried to fix it. Didn't work without me taking all the clothes off. So finally, I had to remove all the clothes off that shelf. This is junk in your trunk. I had to face it. I had to look at it. I ignored it. Then I had to come back and deal with it because it didn't change. Hear me. And so then I had to remove everything off that rack. Then I needed to stabilize the rack, which I'm still working on. I had to get the tools. Hear me, y'all. Mm-hmm. I had to get some additional tools to stabilize the rack. And now I'm going through it. And this is the question I'm asking myself. How does this add value to you? Does this add value to you? We're talking about clothes. Does this add value to you? Does this even look like who you are today? Does it represent who you are right now in your life? And so the thing that I have to then do, let me take it one more step, please, is this. Do you trust that you, if you ever need this item or something that looks like this item?
Need.
You know, ooh. If you ever desire to wear a package like this or item like this or this color or whatever, do you trust that you can go and get what you need? Do you trust you can go to a different situation ahead of yourself? Can you let this go right now and know that if you ever need it, that you have the capacity and the capability of getting what you need at that moment instead of holding on to old stuff that is not servicing you, is not adding value to you? Now, we're still talking about junk in the trunk. We just shifted it to clothes because sometimes things like that help us. Okay, so I have to stabilize. I have to recognize. I had to take action. Then I had to stabilize. After I removed everything out, then I need to stabilize. And then I'm only adding back the things that I desire to go with me forward. Those are the tips that I would say to you that are so critical in you moving forward in every area of your life. Whether it be, you can have financial junk, you can have spiritual junk, you can have emotional junk, you can have mental junk. What else am I missing?
So the one thing that I want to make sure that we really highlight, because she said a whole bunch, that there are times that we try to hold on to things and truly looking at, is this serving me right now? Because it can be really uncomfortable and really, it can bring up a lot of fear to let go of things. To let go of this person, possibly. Like sometimes the things that we're carrying, sometimes we're trying to maintain friendships that are not serving us anymore. Mm. That we have come to a place where these old friends are kind of trying to pull me back into what I used to do, who I used to be, but now I'm trying to go towards these goals. Because really, when you start to get focused, everybody will not go with you. Everybody is not going to understand, and everybody is not going to support it. And so being able to stabilize things, I like that analogy. And then going through and removing what you really don't need. And sometimes you do need to partner with somebody to do that with somebody else. Sometimes you can do that with a friend, a trusted friend that'll be real with you and really say, and not tell you what to do, but help you get to the point where you make that decision on your own. I wanted to talk a little bit about intuition. And people trusting themselves, because our bodies will respond. So if I'm not comfortable in a situation, before my brain understands that I'm not comfortable, my stomach is probably going to get tight. my shoulders might start to get tense. My hands might start to feel a little sweaty. And so, but I think sometimes we then tell ourselves, oh, no, I'm fine. Instead of acknowledging, okay, I'm feeling uncomfortable. Is there anything here that would be making me feel that way? Oh, okay, this is it. Is this a logical thing or is this based on past negative experience? And being able to do that, because our brains want us to do things quickly. And that's why that survival part of the brain takes over the logical part. Because the most important thing that we do is survive. But that survival part is very, we call it the reptilian part. Like it's like a reptile. Like it's very, very primitive. It's very, very primitive. And being able to move forward might just mean that you have to take a look and let some stuff go.
Yeah. And so the other thing is, remember that you have the subconscious mind. You have your conscious mind, right? You have your subconscious mind that deals with all of your belief systems and your worldview and all of that, right? And then you have your unconscious mind, which deals with, you know, you don't want to be trying to figure out, should my heart beat? Things that happen regardless. It's just unconscious to you, but it moves forward. And so what happens with when you think of thoughts or letting things go, or add or seeing what you have. That's the other key. Because in that pile, because that pile is sitting up there and I'm not going through it, it forced me to work with some things that I hadn't put on. Like this head, I'm doing some things that I wouldn't have normally done and put together because I had so much distracting me away from the possibilities of what I have in my hand. So you're like Patrice was just lifting up, trust your intuition. Don't base what you're going to do, because remember, every decision, you have to live with the ramifications of the decisions we make, right? And so when you feel that unconsciousness or uncomfortableness, like what you said, look around and say, what is it? And if it's real, leave.
So we got a phenomenal question, and okay. It says, can you cover how it's not one's responsibility to move others on, especially in addictive situations? And so that is a phenomenal question, because sometimes I think we end up in codependent relationships. I saw recently where often in romantic comedies, you see two broken people that are now okay because they're together. And now nobody is 100% whole. Nobody, like we all have our stuff, but are you working on your stuff? Are you aware of your stuff? Are you willing to work on it? Versus like, I just came out of a bad situation. You just came out of a bad situation. And now we're going to come together, because there is something called a trauma bond where we can bond out of our pain, and that might not be healthy. That might cause us to kind of take on things within the relationship that are not helpful. And I do think that sometimes within families, people say things, because let's say there's one parent that is very emotional. The another parent might say, you know, make sure that you don't upset them. And they put it on the child instead of the adult working on managing their emotions and working on being less reactive. And when we grow up in environments like that, that's when adults can then feel like it's their responsibility to make everybody else okay, that it's their responsibility to make the family happy. I like to work with, when I'm working with parents, I like to remind them that they cannot take their child's pain away. So when my child falls, I can comfort, I can support, I can encourage, but I cannot make him stop hurting. What I can do is I can equip him with the tools so that he's able to cope with it better, if that makes sense.
Yeah. And I think that's powerful. And I think part of it is when we feel like we are responsible for other people's decision or their mental, physical, emotional, whatever, well-being, that is our responsibility. And some people are in a household like that. I was just in some training this week with a group called 10 Enrichment. And we were talking about the fact of boundaries. That's not within your bounds, trying to help someone. When I say help, I'm saying control somebody's actions or reactions, right? However, you can control yours. And by you being calm, by you being stable, then you become the example. However, when you're on a plane, and I'm going to use this example, I love this example. When you're on a plane and the oxygen mask fall down, they tell you, put your mask on first. Do you know why? Because in those seconds, if you don't have your mask on and you try to help someone else, then you end up hurting yourself. You end up being the one without the oxygen and stabilizing you. So you stabilize you, you control your actions, and then you can speak into other people's situations. You can help them if they desire to be helped. But there is a difference in pushing someone, carrying someone, because you don't want people in your trunk. Trunk is not a place to breathe. So you don't want people in your trunk. You don't want to try to carry people in your trunk. And then the other thing is the situation that we all need to remember is that we can't change anybody else. But this is a guarantee. When we change, when we move forward, when we grow, when we become stronger, what happens is everybody in our circle of influence is influenced by us, and therefore the things change and happen.
And we call that a systems theory. So within a family is a system. And when I'm working with one person, I kind of warn the family that it may have a positive or negative effect on the other people, because sometimes within dysfunctional family systems, there needs to be a problem, that the family just does not function without a problem child. And so if I'm working with one, now all of a sudden this other child starts having issues, and the focus is now all on this child, when really we might need to be looking at the marriage. Maybe it's something deeper. Maybe there's something else going on. And with codependence, with being more in other people's lives than we are in our own, I don't know that we realize that we're actually hurting them. And we're not giving them the opportunity to take responsibility for themselves, take responsibility for their actions. Because something that I teach the kids and also the adults that I work with is, I am in control of my thoughts, my actions, and my emotions. I, as a licensed psychologist, I can't make someone feel a way. I can't make somebody do something. I cannot do that. And so just really, and there's freedom in letting go of that, I think, because then you're not frustrated with why, because then the person is owning their own progress. They are owning their own treatment. And it's not all on everybody else.
Yeah, what I would say is early on as a coach and a consultant, what I wanted to do is I wanted to, remember I said, people in your trunk, you don't want to carry them in your trunk. But I didn't really finish that out. So what you want to do is is be a guide. That's the best place to be, because as a guide, you're actually not in the situation, you're on the outside of the situation, so you can see better and you can just give information as needed, as requested. However, you have empowered the other person to make the changes. You have empowered them to make the decisions, and then they will live with more with their decisions that they make than decisions that we have forced upon them. And that's very, you know, that's very important, because then they figure out their why. Why is this important to me? Are you willing to do the work? Well, some people, they want us to do the work. Sorry, I can't work out in the gym and get muscles, and you think you're going to get the benefit of me working out in the gym. You're not going to get my muscles if I work out in the gym. right? So only the person who does the work gets the strength to move forward. And so, and let me say this as far as junk in your trunk. I know I use the example of taking things out of my closet. However, sometimes we have to take one suitcase out at a time, one bag at a time. Don't belittle small beginnings. Taking everything out could be very traumatic. So I'm not suggesting that that's the way you move forward. Take it at the pace that you're willing to live with. That is so important. And like Patrice addressed before, get some help. Get people that are in your circle that want the best for you. When people say, no, girl, leave all that in your trunk. Girl, you ain't got no problems, please. Wrong person. Because at some point, the trunk will not have any room. At some point, we don't want you to have all the additional things that you need. At some point, you want to just make sure you know what's in there so you know where you are.
And since we're using the trunk analogy, what happens is when it starts getting to have so much stuff, you can't carry the good stuff.
That's good.
You end up only carrying the pain. Mm. And you have to make room for the good stuff. And the survival brain wants to hold on to the bad because it doesn't want it to ever happen again. And that was really powerful, what you said at the beginning about making vows to yourself about what you won't do. Instead of saying, you know what, I'm going to watch out for the red flags and make sure, because I think it's different when your vow is about, you know, your self-worth, your confidence, versus just saying like, I'm never going to let anyone ever in my circle again. It's like, well, yeah. Because then that ends up going to an extreme. If that is where people are, hey, maybe working towards one person, one safe person, slowly, like you end up taking those baby steps. And some signs that you might be opening up bags too fast is if it gets to be way too overwhelming and then it just starts to affect the other stuff. That's what's like, okay, wait a minute. Maybe I need to pack this one back up and let me just start with one. Let's just start with the most recent one and then start to move forward. Any last tip, last word?
Yeah, what I would really love for you to consider as you look at your life, look at your life first. Look at you first. It's not about fixing other people. It's not about looking in their trunk because they get a chance to hold what's in their trunk. They're responsible for that. So this is one of the times that it's about starting where you are, using what you have, your mental, your intuition, all of those things, and doing what you can to be the best version of you today. I didn't say next week. I didn't say next month. I didn't say next year. Today. Let's work on the nowness of it, the todayness of it. And when you find things that trigger, then find out what is it? Because you know you can pull one thing out of a bag. You don't have to empty the whole bag. So just remember that as you move forward and live the best life you can. That's what it's about. Patrice.
And I think it's about appreciating who you are and where you are and doing this process without judgment. I think it's really important that you not judge. So however many bags, like there's no shame. You got 15 bags, you got 20 bags, you got 30. The number does not matter because the goal is I'm going to start unpacking and holding on to what I need and then figuring out what things I can work through, what things I can end up letting go. And somebody mentioned, and I wanted to reiterate it, that the trunks can get so heavy and it can weigh you down and it can cause sadness, anxiety, and depression is a sadness that doesn't lift. So sadness, everybody feels sad, everybody feels anxious, but like sometimes you can just feel weighed down. And that type of weight, there's not enough medication, there's not enough yoga, there's not enough, like sometimes you do have to kind of start to unpack some of those things so that you can feel a little bit lighter. And sometimes it is partnering with the right person. We so appreciate you listening today. Make sure to check us out on our social media. If you're listening to the stream, we end up posting the videos over to YouTube if you want to watch the videos. And we hope you enjoy the rest of your day.